Tonight, NBC is mounting a live production of the musical The Wiz.
When I think of home, I think of a place where there's love overflowing.
It's the third live musical for NBC. It stars Hollywood and musical heavyweights, including Mary J. Blige, Queen Latifah, and Ne-Yo, plus newcomer Shanice Williams as young Dorothy. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans joins us now with more. Hi, Eric.
Hey.
And what's the significance, in your view, of this, you know, some 40 or so years later after the original Broadway production and the movie?
Well, it's interesting. Like, I'm 50, a person of a certain age, I guess. Mm. And I had the Wiz, the soundtrack album for the movie. I bought it and listened to it. And I think for black folks, this is a seminal, almost kind of iconic show, you know. And so to see NBC, to see a mainstream network put on a new version of it with celebrities that are contemporary, like Queen Latifah and Common, that and Mary J. Blige, that's an amazing thing. NBC has done classics like The Sound of Music and classics like Peter Pan, and now The Wiz is the third one they're doing, and it's a way of saying that this show, which is beloved for a lot of folks in the black community, is also an American classic. And I think that's a really powerful statement for a network to make.
Well, and by the way, I'm 33 and I'm white, and I also really like The Wiz. I'm very excited that they're doing this again. I remember seeing the movie back in high school with, you know, Michael Jackson and Diana Ross. But what are some of the updates that this one is supposed to have?
Well, they wrote a new song, which will be interesting, and what will also be interesting is folks who know the film remember Michael Jackson's sort of iconic the song is the Scarecrow, You Can't Win.
Yeah,
that wasn't in the Broadway musical; it was cut. So they're going to put that song in the stage version that they're doing, and we also have video description. We have for the first time a live musical on NBC that is described so that people who are blind can follow along with the action and hear the songs and enjoy the show as well.
Do you think that these musicals are working for NBC so far? This is the third one. They had Peter Pan. They had The Sound of Music. These live musicals in prime time.
It's interesting. We're entering a world, I think, where the networks are desperate to get people to watch their shows when they air live. And even if they take criticism, even if the shows are controversial, they want that live audience. So I think even if The Wiz doesn't match people's expectations, and there are a lot of expectations out there, if it generates a sizable live audience, they're going to count it as a win. And I think the source material is so rich. I think there's a lot of good signs that it's going to be as good as people hope, and that will sort of help NBC both in terms of the live audience and also in terms of the prestige that they'll get for putting this on.
Well, we'll be watching tonight. Eric Deggans, NPR's TV critic, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure.